The weekend highlights in our region include Worldbeat Fusion, a country music legend, Southern California folk rock, a folk singer turned author, modern dance, contemporary theater, and a whole lot more. At least as far back as the Beatles in the 1960s, musicians have been experimenting with combining the basics of North Indian classical music with other styles, including rock, jazz, and contemporary minimalism. Samir Gupta, a tabla player, brings his unique melding of traditional and modern improvisational styles, including bebop, avant-garde jazz, European classical percussion, and Northern India classical tabla, to Mass Mocha in North Adams Mass tonight at 8 p.m. Gupta's quartet will premiere music from his new album, A Circle Has No Beginning. Innovative violinist and Bang on a Can favorite Todd Reynolds opens the show. She needs no introduction, but five-time Grammy Award winner Wynonna Judd brings her Roots and Revival Tour to the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Sunday at 7 p.m. Judd will explore material from throughout her 33-year career, backed by her band The Big Noise. Laurel Canyon was home to a handful of the best Southern California country-laced folk rock artists of the 1970s. A program called Live from Laurel Canyon, Songs and Stories of American Folk Rock pays tribute to the musical legacy of the place and time with music by The Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, Carole King, James Taylor, The Mamas and the Papas, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Jackson Brown, Neil Young, and others at the Colonial in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. Spin Doctors drummer Aaron Comes brings his trio to the Barn in South Egremont, Mass. Tonight at 8 p.m. for an intimate evening of music, also featuring singer-songwriter James Maddock, who's been compared to Nora Jones and Loudon Wainwright III. Dar Williams, best known as a singer-songwriter, will discuss her new book, What I Found in a Thousand Towns, a traveling musician's guide to rebuilding America's communities, one coffee shop, dog run, and open mic night at a time. As part of the Food for Thought series at Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Mass. On Saturday at 6 p.m., it's safe to assume that Dar will wind up playing at least a few tunes also. Legendary British folk-pop singer-songwriter Lloyd Cole brings his patented blend of catchy melodies and sophisticated, literate songcraft to Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. Cole is probably best known for his work as frontman and songwriter for the UK band The Commotions in the mid-1980s, which produced such classics as Perfect Skin and Rattlesnakes. Cole will be performing a career retrospective devoted to music, from the Commotions years through 1996. Trisha Brown Dance Company concludes a two-week residency at Bard College in Annandale on Hudson, New York, with open rehearsal performances of three dances by the late eponymous choreographer in the Fisher Center at Bard College tonight at 7:30 p.m. The program includes Accumulation, set to Uncle John's Band by the Grateful Dead, Groove and Countermove with music by jazz composer Dave Douglas, and L'Amour au Théâtre with music from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Hippolyte et Aricie. The summer theater season may be over and done with, but there's still stuff to see. Yasmina Reyes's Tony Award-winning dramedy God of Carnage is getting a critically acclaimed staging now through October 8th at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Mass., starring a quartet of the company's finest actors. The play is a contemporary cross between Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and TV's Modern Family. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.